Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Ethan Lane is the head of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He and the CEO of the organization, Colin Woodall, offered an issues update at the start of the Winter Reboot virtual conference of the organization yesterday. And Ethan offered an update on what they've been talking with the Biden administration about regarding the polar vortex and the problems that it's given the beef cattle industry here in the middle part of the country.
We have been in contact with everyone from USDA to members on Capitol Hill and elsewhere, as well as with our state affiliates and producers around the country over the last few weeks as we've watched this weather pattern devastate cattle producers around the Midwest, throughout Texas, and elsewhere around the country. We watched most of the livestock transactions and sale barns across the country shut down in that middle part of the country last week, and a real major impact to how we do business right here in the middle of February. In our conversations with the new team at USDA earlier this week and last week, they reiterated to us that they were already taking stock of what they were going to need in order to make sure they could deliver aid to producers quickly and efficiently once these items start to come to the surface and we know who needs what. So it's going to be really important for producers to make sure they keep really good records, really good notes, save all of their documentation so that when it's time to start looking into how you might participate in any of these disaster assistance programs, you're going to have the tools you need to make sure you get what you need to get out of those programs to get through this and get back to business as normal.
Now, speaking of help, several cattle producers wanted to know when the monies that were promised back in December to the cattle industry by Congress, signed into law, of course, by President Trump at that time, when that CFAP 3 money might be coming.
You know, we had a bill passed right before Christmas that was that COVID relief package combined with the annual spending bill. And that year-end package deal included an additional $1.4 billion for direct payments to cattle producers. They're calling it a top-up payment. And it's trying to target those producers that were in that bubble between April 15th and May 15th. If you'll all remember back in the spring, that cutoff, that arbitrary cutoff date that USDA put in the CFAP 1 program left a lot of our producers with the worst of the losses with price environment because of the constriction and processing capacity, because of all of the issues that we've all talked about for the last year, but without the same level of direct payment as other producers received. This payment is intended to target those producers in particular and provide them some additional relief funds. So those funds were in this last piece of legislation dictated in a really specific formula by Congress to USDA. Now, that was a much different approach than was taken in the previous rounds of CFAP. In the way the federal process works, that means that USDA now has to take that guidance from Congress and they have to do a new rulemaking with it in order to be allowed to spend that money. It's sort of just the nature of the federal process. They have a set of regulations and rules they have got to follow in order to implement that. They are going to go through that process, as we understand it, very quickly once Secretary Vilsack is seated. Assuming he gets confirmed today, I would imagine they're going to be moving quickly on that. But I would say you're probably, given the fact that the rulemaking for the original CFAP last spring took about 30 or 45 days, I would say that's probably the earliest you can expect to see any additional payments for cattle producers coming out of those resources. It's going to take them a little bit of time to get that through the process. But we're going to continue to push on them. We're going to continue to ask questions, and we'll keep you updated when we know more definitively about when those final payments will roll out. But there will be something in there for every class of cattle through that April 16th to May 15th or May 14th window from last spring based on inventory. So look forward to that here in the next few weeks, but there's a little bit of work left to do by USDA on that program.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 25th. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SuperiorClickToBid.com, and you can also come and watch live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. start time, 34,970 head to sell, 9,000 yearling steers, 6,200 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.